AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. military leaders say a ceasefire with Iran is still in effect, and now President Trump says he's pausing the U.S. effort to guide commercial ships out of the Strait of Hormuz to provide space, he says, for U.S. efforts to strike a deal with Iran, earlier telling reporters,
"They know what to do and they know what to do. They know what not to do, more importantly, actually."
Still, Trump says the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports will continue, but Secretary of State Marco Rubio offered this.
"Operation Epic Fury is concluded. We achieved the objectives of that operation. I'm not going to, you know, we're not cheering for an additional situation to occur. We would prefer the path of peace. What the president would prefer is a deal."
Oil prices eased today, Brent crude falling about 4%, settling just below $110 per barrel. But that's still well above its roughly $70 pre-war price. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
According to AAA, the price of a gallon of regular gasoline climbed 31 cents in the past week, spiking to an average of $4.48 per gallon. That's up 50% since the war with Iran began. Many drivers were hopeful in mid-April, amid signs that the conflict could be winding down, and gasoline prices fell daily for almost 2 weeks. But as the war continued, gasoline prices reversed course and began increasing again. Energy experts say that even once the war ends, it will take months for the gasoline prices to return to pre-war levels. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The White House says President Trump will host Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Thursday for talks on economic and security issues. The leftist Lula and Trump have had an up-and-down relationship. Trump hit Brazil with steep tariffs and has criticized the prosecution of former President Jair Bolsonaro for his involvement in a coup plot. This is AP News. The Rolling Stones have announced they'll have a new album coming out in July titled Foreign Tongues. And Julie Walker has this year's Tony nominations.
The Lost Boys and Schmigadoon, each earning a leading 12 Tony nominations. Marjorie Prime's June Squibb becomes the oldest Tony-nominated actor at 96. Danny Burstein, now the most nominated male actor with 9 nods. Ragtime has 11 nominations, Death of a Salesman 9. 24 shows have at least one nomination. Schmigadoon and the Lost Boys are also among the Best New Musical nominees, and the Best New Play nominees feature Giant and Liberation. The Tony Awards will be handed out June 7th. Julie Walker, New York.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.